Showtime, showtime. Attention, please, attention, please. This shit here feels like a whole entire world collapse. Motherfucker.
Welcome to the hottest radio show on the net. This is Mashup Nation, heard exclusively on Dubset.com. Now, here's your host, one of America's top celebrity party rockers, the second son of Planet Krypton, superstar DJ Rose. Strap in, bitches. Class is now in session.
Appreciate that, Jay. What's happening, world? Back after a long, extended hiatus. It wasn't a vacation. I was just taking care of some business. It's the one, the only celebrity party rocker, superstar DJ Rose. And ladies and gentlemen, I welcome you back to my den for another edition of Mashup Nation. Man, I've missed you guys. I'm not even gonna lie. I have missed you terribly. But let me tell you what's been going on. Lots and lots of exciting things are happening in the world of Iconic 360 Digital and your boy superstar DJ Rose. I can't tell you everything else, like everything right now, but let me just put it to you this way. They want effects. You'll know what that means soon. So without wasting another second, ladies and gentlemen, let's hop right into today's show, an entire EDM episode. That's right, all electronic music on Mashup Nation Radio today. In the guest spot, our guest DJ today, hails from Seattle, but now based in Los Angeles, has been a heavyweight on the electronic scene for well over 10 years. Ladies and gentlemen, I welcome today the lovely but extremely talented Heavy Grinder. And in the I Got Next segment, it is my pleasure to welcome to the show today an extremely talented up-and-coming EDM rising star based out of Atlanta, Georgia. It is my pleasure today to introduce the entire world to the one, the only, Mogul. But before we get to that, we gotta get to this. The Monster headphones are on, the turntables are warmed up. It's my turn to get it in first. Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, Mashup Nation begins now.
Come on now.
Close the windows and turn up the volume. Superstar DJ Rose is about to destroy the turntables. Start your tape decks now.
What's up? This is DJ Vice. You are now rocking out with the hottest show on the net. This is Mashup Nation Radio with the homie, the superstar homie, DJ Rose in the mix.
I won't break down tonight.
Like when you said you felt so happy you could die. Told myself that you were right for me, but felt so lonely in your company. But that love had to make us still remember.
Society and DJ International, America's leading DJ marketing agency.
Appreciate that, sir. Once again, as always, I'm your host, Superstar DJ Rose. I just completed my opening set for the show, and I'm very, very excited to have everyone here back for this show because it's a little different. For the first time, we're doing an all-electronic, all-EDM episode, and let me tell you the reason that I decided to do that. Though dance music has been a staple around the world for the last 20 years, in the last few years, America has finally awakened and joined the high-energy 128-132 dance party, and I'm very, very excited to see that. So what we decided to do today is to bring our audience who may not be as familiar with dance music into the world of EDM, and the guests that I have today, you just couldn't choose better. Coming up first in our featured DJ section, she hails from Seattle, Washington, based in Los Angeles, California, but has an audience globally. It is my honor to have one of my personal favorite electronic DJs on the show today. And without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to welcome her to the studio. Please, for the first time on Mashup Nation Radio, welcome the one, the only, the lovely Heavy Grinder. Heavy Grinder, welcome to Mashup Nation Radio.
Hey guys, it's an honor to be here today. Thank you so much.
The honor is all ours. I'm extremely happy to have you on the show. Now, I don't want to waste any time with this interview, so let me ask you this right off the top. The name, Heavy Grinder, where did that come from?
It's from a death metal. I got it from a death metal band called Cannibal Corpse, and I'm a huge death metal fan, and the vocalist used to be Corpse Grinder, so I took the heavy part of the death metal, and I took his last name, Corpse Grinder, and I combined them, and that's how I became Heavy Grinder.
Wow. As someone who's been a fan of yours from the very start, I had no idea the story behind the origin of your name. I've always loved it. I've always thought it was wildly unique, especially for a female DJ, but no clue as to where that came from. So I'm glad you decided to share that. Now, let me ask you this. From that answer, death metal to DJ, that's a leap. How did you go from a death metal fan to a world famous electronic DJ? I mean, how did you get your start?
I have always been an electronic music fan. I was a huge fan of Robert Miles when he pulled out Children back in the day, and since then I've been like a huge fan of Robert Miles, Prodigy, you know, you name it, like Derek Carter, all of these old school legends. Yes, so that I've always been a fan of dance music aside from death metal and rock, and yes.
Got it. Now, let me ask you this, and I've always been curious about this, in the way that you've handled your branding. I mean, it's a given that you're female, and it's a given that you're, you know, in my opinion, an extremely attractive DJ, but I've noticed that in your promo pictures and in your branding, you don't play up the whole sex kitten kind of thing. You kind of, I mean, it's obvious that you're attractive, but you don't, you've chosen, obviously, I mean, and this is just, it's clear that you didn't want to shine a spotlight on that. Why did you decide to take the approach that you've taken to the branding that kind of downplays your whole sexuality thing and concentrates more on Heavy Grinder as, you know, a jock? Why did you decide to go this way when you could have very easily have taken the other route?
It's because I like to show the beauty of the music, and I want everyone to focus and notice the beauty of the music, and yes, that's my priority, and that's what I try to display through my marketing and my branding, so yes.
Okay, I got it. Now, let me ask you this. As a veteran of the scene, you've been at this for a minute now. You've seen this recent explosion in the U.S. for dance music and EDM overall. As someone who's been playing around the globe for a while, what is your opinion on this all of a sudden awakening in America that now we have the opportunity to do large events and festivals in the U.S., and that's not really been the case over the last few years. As someone who's traveled the globe for those opportunities, what is your viewpoint on what's taking place in the scene now?
Well, I see that there's a lot more DJs and a lot more people who are enthusiastic in producing. And I think it's a wonderful thing because it's great that people appreciate and are learning about electronic music now. Right. And I like it. I like the way things are going. And I think it's going to stay this way for a while. And that's a great thing.
Now, that's a very positive answer, but let me turn it a little bit, and I'm going to throw a caveat in there to kind of see if I get a different response from you. Additionally, over the last few years, what we've seen is an influx of the sex kitten DJ, the sex kitten she-J, which I hate that term, but let me just put it to you this way. What we're seeing is that women that are coming into the business are opting to go with the bedazzled headphones, more of the, you know, less clothing, a lot of fist pumping, a lot of look at me, I'm a sexy girl playing music, rather than being someone who comes in and concentrates more on the skills and more on being a dope DJ. That's now your competition. Now, so let me ask you this, and I don't want you to be politically correct, because I can kind of tell you have a propensity to do that. But in all honesty, what is your opinion? Because that is now part of the environment that you are competing in. What is your opinion on the whole sex kitten DJ phenomenon that's taken place in the industry over the last couple of years?
I don't think people should. I feel like the art of DJing has kind of, I'm not gonna lie, I really feel like it's become, it's lost its value a little bit because of that. But I also think that if people sincerely love what they do, it doesn't matter if they're, you know, sexy or not sexy. Yeah. I mean, as long as they really, truly love what they do and they're out there, that's, you know, I can appreciate that. But if they don't, then obviously I think, yes, it's kind of, yes, it's kind of making the value of the whole art, it's just, you know, it's not really cool, but yeah.
Yeah, I love the way that you always seem to find a silver lining, and I can appreciate that. Now, let me ask you this. Let's talk a little bit about the future for Heavy Grinder. As you look down the field a little bit, let's talk about the plans for going beyond just competition in the current scene. But, you know, what's next? What's on deck for the Heavy Grinder brand going forward?
I want to put out more releases, and I've been DJing since 2001, and I've had to cry many times when I first started because people won't take my demos if I had a boyfriend, or I've gone through a lot, but now I've worked my way up until now, and I want to keep pushing my dream, which is to display the love and light of music through DJing, the art of DJing. And I want to play in more countries and release more tracks and just spread the unspoken language of music. And yes, that's my plan.
Now you said something very interesting that I wasn't aware of. You've only been at this professionally for a little over 10 years. That's a rapid ascension for someone who's been in the business for a relatively short time. Let me ask you this. What do you attribute your rapid success to? I mean, 10 years, a little over. How did you do it?
Well, when I first started, this is before there was social media and stuff. And I had to collect records, look up white labels, bid on them on eBay. Like, I had to bid, like, I got outbid and outbid, and like, I would do so much to get like white labels and the right records. And I would make a mix CD, and I used to have to walk to clubs and hand my demos. And I don't know, some people didn't want to take them, some people took them, but I don't know, maybe they threw them out. But basically, it was really hard when I first started, and it was very hard to even get noticed. But once the social media stuff started picking up, like MySpace, I played the second MySpace party, and that's how I got some people offering to book me. Obviously, I've played parties in Los Angeles prior to that, but the second MySpace party was what really did it for me. And I am very grateful that there's social media to connect through now. And yes.
That's a very, very neat segue to my next question. But before I say about social media, before we go to that, I do want to say that you said something very important in that answer in regards to, you know, putting the work in and putting the time in and dealing with the disappointments. And again, I've repeated this so many times on previous episodes of Massive Nation, but, you know, audience members, I want you to pay attention that she did say that she was doing the work in the dark. So she was getting ready. So when that MySpace booking came that exploded her career, she didn't have to get ready. You know, again, as I always say, you don't have to get ready if you stay ready. So with that being said, let me just pivot to the social media. Let's talk about your social media outlets. How can Mashup Nation Radio fans find and interact with you online?
You can find me at soundcloud.com/DJ Heavy Grinder, facebook.com/DJ Heavy Grinder, and there are other sites like Twitter and MySpace, which we have links on my site. So if you guys can check it out, that'll be awesome.
Okay, and with that, it's a wrap. Ladies and gentlemen, you've heard her on the microphone. Now it's time to check her out on the decks. Without further ado, Heavy Grinder, tell them what's up.
Hey guys, this is Heavy Grinder, and I'm about to rock the decks on Mashup Nation Radio.
Your attention, please.
Pull out the old school tape decks and press record. You're about to get it in with one of the top spinners in the world.
You know what it is.
This is Mashup Nation Radio on Dubstep.com.
Black, 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 black.
chase the clouds, I think about this. Every time the stars come out. 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 Every time the stars come out.
This is Mashup Nation Radio.
That's right. You're currently listening to the sounds of Turntable Goddess, Heavy Grinder, tearing it up on Mashup Nation Radio. We'll be right back.
You're the puzzle piece that I'm missing. I would do things that have never been done to get you close to me. To get you close to me.
Close to me. Let's go.
Alien Studios in downtown Los Angeles to laptops, smartphones, and tablets everywhere. This is Mashup Nation Radio, now powered by Monster Cable, or Defon DJ, and Tractor Scratch Pro. It's go time, bitches.
No doubt. Once again, as always, I'm your host, Superstar DJ Rose. You're listening to Mashup Nation Radio, episode number 12. And ladies and gentlemen, this is my absolute favorite part of the show. If you've ever heard the episodes before, you know what this is all about. It's called I Got Next. And what I get a chance to do is introduce the world to an upcoming rising star in the DJ business. Today is no different. This gentleman happens to be a personal friend of mine. He's not only a stellar new DJ, but he's also someone who has a different, very unique, very intriguing view on how DJing should be branded in the future. I want to introduce you to him today, ladies and gentlemen. Without further ado, please welcome to Mashup Nation for the first time, the one, the only DJ Mogul. Mogul, welcome to Mashup Nation.
Thank you for having me.
It's our pleasure. Now, let's jump right into it. Who is DJ Mogul?
DJ Mogul is, my last name is actually Mogul, so coming up with a DJ name wasn't too difficult. It's a fairly unique name, and I think that it's been pretty catchy, but it is me as a DJ, and we've actually kind of dropped off the DJ part now to just be just Mogul now, but it really just represents me as a DJ here in Atlanta.
Okay, I'm glad you brought that up. I've noticed that there's a trend with the dance music world where a lot of the DJs are removing DJ from their name. Did that have any bearing on why you decided to do that? I mean, why did you actually go from DJ Mogul to simply Mogul? What was the idea behind that?
You know what? It was more, along the lines of kind of like a marketing and branding standpoint. I think when you add the DJ on top of everything, I mean, if you look at a lot of the bigger producers and the artists that are kind of touring the globe, even guys like DJ Chucky, they've dropped off the DJ aspect of it. I think it becomes kind of understood that the person is either a DJ or producer. And at the same time, I think it's just a little bit of it's a better look as far as branding is concerned.
Definitely understood. Now, let me ask you this. You're a relatively newcomer to the game. How did you get started in the DJ biz? I mean, you came from a marketing background, and that's a little different, but there's an actual obvious relationship, and I'd like you to talk about that a little bit, if you wouldn't mind. Tell us about your start as DJ Mogul.
I got started DJing a little while ago. It's been a little bit over a year right now. I run a digital media company here in Atlanta. We work with a lot of the venues and with a lot of the bigger DJs or the bigger name DJs that have come through Atlanta, such as David Guetta, Armin Van Buuren, a lot of the guys like DJ Chucky, 30 South, and so on. In working with those guys, producing media for them, I kind of saw the way that they worked and not only the type of music that they played across different genres, but it provided me with a lot of motivation and inspiration to start DJing myself. I mean, it was always a huge interest of mine. I mean, I grew up listening to trance, before I got into just specifically house music, but it was always a huge interest of mine, and I think working with a lot of those bigger name DJs just helped me gain a lot of insight into the way that they go about their day and the type of music that they play.
Got it. Now, I want to pivot a little bit and talk about your branding philosophy. One of the things that I noticed about how you have operated so far is that you've gone more for the monthly type show rather than the weekly event. And I think that's smart. I think that's a lonesome way of looking at things. But I wanted to ask you a little further, I want to dig a little bit deeper, because one of the other things that I noticed about your approach is that not only do you put strong production value into your performances, but you also are very, very good at making sure that the pre-show promotion is perfect and the after-event promotion. I mean, it's an attention to detail that I'm not seeing a lot of the veterans you know, even exhibit. I mean, and it's remarkable. So if you wouldn't mind, let's talk a little bit about the DJ mogul, or rather the mogul branding philosophy.
That's right. I think it's very important. I think the day of DJs just showing up and playing records is probably, at this point, I don't feel that it's enough. I think the entire package deal of really having a solid brand around what you do and marketing what you do in advance and also afterwards is just very important. It helps develop a loyal fan base and also keeps the momentum from each event. You know, we've obviously focused on on high production value shows, but at the same time, because we do a lot of marketing in advance of the events, you know, we do a lot of things like photography and videography at each event, of course. We really just try to put on shows that are a little bit of a higher caliber. Once you do draw in people to an event, it really is on our end to deliver a great experience for them. And if they're able to have those great experiences, they'll come out to the next one. So developing a strong brand has been probably of paramount importance, especially in such a saturated market here.
I totally agree. And I think that answer leads very neatly to my next question. Monthly event versus weekly residency. You clearly have decided that you're going for the more monthly event, the DJ show, something you can actually put more production value into. Why did you decide to go that route? I mean, what led to that decision?
And that's a good question. I focused on doing a once monthly event for a number of reasons, and I think more importantly it was really just because I've had a long-term outlook since I've started DJing and since I've gotten into this industry. You know, focusing on once monthly events allows me to have a lot of time to really put a lot of time in planning and marketing into each event to really make these shows high production value and also a true experience for people. At the same time, I really wanted to stay away from the once weekly events just to not oversaturate the brand. When we do an event once monthly, the turnout is obviously much higher. We have an entire month to market the event, and at the same time, if I focus on it once weekly, the turnout at each event would probably be a lot less, and at the same time, the brand itself would probably be devalued a little bit.
I love the amount of time and thought that went into that decision, because I think it's very, very wise. When you have a market as saturated as this one is, and not just locally, but also on a national level, I think DJs really need to be more conscious, especially newer DJs, of the way that they position themselves in their given market. Now, with that being said, and with you being a newer DJ, I'm going to ask you a question that I've not asked anyone else on the show. I'm very curious as to your answer. What would you say would be, it's going to be a two-part answer, what would you say would be the thing that has surprised you the most on the positive side, and the thing that has maybe disappointed you the most on the negative side when it comes down to the DJ industry overall?
I would say that on the positive side, I was surprised by just how much people are open to this style of music and how much they are now receptive to electronic music. You know, even a little over a year ago, it was just starting, the house music scene was just starting to grow. But now you have a lot of people that are very new to it that are starting to follow these artists and blogs and are really, just are very much interested in the scene. So what has surprised me is just how much people love it and how loyal they also are to this type of music and these type of events. On the negative side, I would say that the other thing is just the lack of, I guess, a uniform, or I guess unity, in terms of a lot of the other artists that are also trying to do the same thing on a local level, I'd say. I think that this is a scene that there's obviously a lot of potential. There's more than enough to go around, and the each his own mentality was what surprised me right off the bat.
I can relate 1,000%. When I first entered the Atlanta market as DJ Rose 4 years ago, I definitely felt the heat from what you would consider to be competition. There wasn't a lot of camaraderie, and it's unfortunate, so I can relate 1,000%. Now, let me ask you this. As mogul in the Atlanta scene, you've done extremely well. But, of course, all of us want to expand the map at some point. So going forward and looking a little bit down the field, now I don't want you to give away any trade secrets or, you know, any major events or major promotions that you've got coming up. But as you look down the field a little bit, as you start organizing for the future and the expansion of the mogul name, what lies ahead for the future? I mean, frankly, what's next?
Expanding outside, you know, expanding the brand this year is going to be very important. I have actually already done two events outside of Atlanta in Los Angeles, and building a monthly residency over there, and also potentially another residency in another state. I think that really is going to be a big focus this year in terms of doing a lot of events in other cities, being able to be featured in those is going to be a huge opportunity. And then also, of course, in the Atlanta market, focusing on building the shows that we do for our events here. You know, just being able to really put on a great experience. We've got a lot of really good things coming up this year, and also partnering with a lot of the top EDM blogs and working with those artists to really feature some really solid EDM events. So I think I'm very excited about it, and I think leading into the second year, it's going to be a lot to look forward to.
I see nothing but tremendous success in the future for you. You've done excellent so far, and there's no reason whatsoever to think that that would not continue and excel in the future. Now, for the people who are hearing about you for the first time today, our Mashup Nation radio audience, how can they follow you online? Let's talk social media.
You can view my website. It's DJMogul.com. And, of course, I'm also on Facebook and Twitter, Facebook.com/DJMogul and Twitter.com/MMogul. And then, of course, our label through which we throw our events is it's called Reboot Music, and that website is RebootMusic.com.
And there it is. Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, you've heard him on the microphone. Now it's time for him to step into the decks and demonstrate exactly why he was on the show today. Without further ado, Mogul, tell him what it is.
This is DJ Mogul in the mix on Mashup Nation Radio.
Yo, what up?
You know what's going down, man, yeah.
Turn it up.
You may not know it yet, but this kid is about to blow. This is the I Got Next mixtape on Mashup Nation Radio.
We'll be right back. ready, prepare to fly.
You are now a part of the Mashup Nation.
Fly. get a good feeling. Yeah. Get a feeling that I never, 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 never had before. No, no, no. I get a good feeling. Yeah.
Mashup Nation Radio.
Again, you listen to the sounds of Rise and EDM Star Mobile exclusively on Mashup Nation Radio. We'll be right back.
home of the hottest DJs in the world. This is Mashup Nation Radio, exclusively on Dubset.com.
Let's get it.
Once again, you just finished listening to an exclusive set by rising EDM superstar DJ Mogul, exclusive on Mashup Nation Radio. As always, I'm your host, Superstar DJ Rose. I thank you so much for joining us for our all-electronic, all-EDM, our first ever all-electronic show on Mashup Nation. Now, as we get ready to wrap the show up, a couple of things I want to do. First off, let me acknowledge the loss that we received last week of one of our legendary hip-hop, matter of fact, goes beyond hip-hop, just inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, one of our legendary performers, Brooklyn Boy, so you know I got to show him love. Adam Yauch, better known to the world as MCA, one-third member of the legendary Beastie Boys crew. We will miss you, MCA, more than you know. With that being said, let me pivot to another bit of news. Not happy for some, but great for me. Ladies and gentlemen, before I say this, let me take this opportunity to personally, from the bottom of my heart, thank you so much for supporting Mashup Nation for our first year in existence. I thank you so much. We have grown in ways that I haven't announced to you yet, but let me just put it this way. Huge changes coming next season. With that being said, though, here's the news. This episode, episode number 12, our sixth episode of our second season, will unfortunately be the last episode for at least 6 months. I know. But let me explain to you why that is. I'm going to let that happen first. I've got a new project called Kill Your Radio, which is a DJ meets band hybrid. We're releasing an album hopefully by the fall. So we're going to take the 6 months off. No new productions, no radio, just to concentrate on the album. So ladies and gentlemen, I will advise you, please be patient with me, because I guarantee you Mashup Nation will be back bigger and better than ever, and Kill Your Radio is going to blow your minds. But with that said, ladies and gentlemen, I bid you a fond farewell. Thank you so much for all you've done. On behalf of the entire staff of Mashup Nation, my name is DJ Rose. It's a wrap.
You have been listening to Mashup Nation Radio, broadcast exclusively on Dubset.com. This program is brought to you by Ortofon DJ, home of the Vinyl Preservation Society and DJ International, America's leading DJ marketing company.
This message will self-destruct in 5 seconds. 5, 4, 3.